ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవదీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. కాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 30. పతితం పాదయోర్వీరః కృపయా దీనవత్సలః శరణ్యో నావధి శ్లోక్య ఆహ చేదం హసన్ ఇవ. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. పతితం పాదయోర్వీరః కృపయా దీనవత్సలః శరణ్యో నావధి శ్లోక్య ఆహ చేదం హసన్ ఇవ. పతితం పాదయోర్వీరః కృపయా దీనవత్సలః శరణ్యో నావధి శ్లోక్య ఆహ చేదం హసన్ ఇవ. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: Maharaja Parikshit, who was qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor, surrendered and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Please repeat. Maharaja Parikshit, who was qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor, surrendered and fallen Kali. Did not kill the poor, surrendered and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Purport: Even as ordinary Kshatriya does not kill a surrendered person, and what to speak of Maharaja Parikshit, who was by nature compassionate and kind to the poor. He was smiling because the artificially dressed Kali had disclosed his identity as a lower class man, and he was thinking how ironic it was that although no one was saved from his sharp sword when he desired to kill, the poor lower class Kali was spared by his timely surrender. Maharaj Parikshit's glory and kindness are therefore sung in history. He was a kind and compassionate emperor, fully worthy of accepting surrender even from his enemy. Thus the personality of Kali was saved by the will of providence. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్యజ్ఞానాంజనశలాకాయ చక్షూరుమితమేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. దిస్ ఇస్ అ చాప్టర్ దట్ వీ కంటిన్యూ టు రీడ్, పనిష్మెంట్ అండ్ రివార్డ్ ఆఫ్ కలి. సో వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ హౌ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్, ఆఫ్టర్ స్పీకింగ్ టు ది బుల్ అండ్ ద కౌ, హూ రిప్రజెంట్ ధర్మ అండ్ మదర్ ఎర్త్, has finally confronted Kali and he and his power was understood by Kali, and Kali immediately thought it wise to surrender. Normally it is etiquette that when a person surrenders, you don't be offensive to him anymore. You don't attack him anymore. You actually protect him. to be in a position where you are ready to kill a person and then switch to a position where you have to protect that person. It's not an easy thing to do. For most of us, it will take quite some time. But instantly, Parikshit Maharaj is able to shift from being a person who is a protector of people, and therefore Kali is an enemy of the people. And therefore he was willing to kill Kali. And he had the power to finish Kali. But Kali, by the will of Providence, it says, very quickly understood what's happening. And for my survival, it is better to surrender. Kali surrendered. And instantly Maharaj Parikshit became compassionate. It's the quality of a Kshatriya that he has power, Shauryam, Veera. He has power and he'll exercise that power where it is necessary to protect people. And if somebody surrenders to him, he immediately protects that person. Immediately protects the person. This is the quality of the Lord. That if somebody seeks protection, he will offer protection. Sincerely, if somebody seeks protection, he will offer protection. Parikshit Maharaj is mentioned here as qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history. This is a very important point. If somebody surrenders, you have to be qualified to be able to accept that surrender. Isn't it? Because surrender means you have to give protection. Nobody is surrendering to you so that you may be glorified. Nobody is surrendering to you so that you may enjoy that they are surrendering to you. It's not for your sense gratification that people are surrendering to you. It's a big responsibility if somebody surrenders to you. If somebody surrenders to you, prapati, prapannamrita, sharanagati, if somebody surrenders to you, you have to be able to protect them. Protect them from what? Protect them from the force of Maya. Protect them from all ill association, make them pursuant in Krishna consciousness, worshipping the Supreme Lord. This is what protection really means. Protection does not mean life insurance. Protection does not mean any of these things, because after you take life insurance also you will die. So it's really not protection. Any of these material things are not really protection. When you get protected for sense gratification, it's not really protection. So a person should be able to give protection, that is, able to inspire the person to become surrendered to the Lord. This is real protection, because Krishna is the supreme protector. He is the one who is giving supreme protection to everybody. So his representative can represent Krishna and offer protection. Not anybody. Parikshit Maharaj is able to give protection because he is a devotee. Because he is a devotee and he depends on Krishna and gets protection from Krishna, and he can also give you that protection. It's the meaning of being qualified to give protection. So if you are a bogus guru, bogus sadhu, and people surrender to you, and you are not qualified to give protection, then everybody will go to hell along with you. Andha yatander upaniyamanah. So he is qualified to give protection. Similarly, every representative of the Lord, every pure representative of the Lord is capable of giving protection, because he represents the Lord. King Naradeva, he represents the Lord and he is able to give protection to people. So this is the principle. All these people who are in positions of authority, they should not occupy that position of authority unless they can give that type of protection. Pitrna Sayat, Janini Sayat, Guror Na Sayat. Bhagavatam says, don't become guru, don't become parent, don't become a leader, don't become king, if you cannot deliver your dependence from birth and death back to Godhead. Don't accept any of these positions of responsibility. Because these are positions of responsibility where we need to offer the people who depend on us very innocently. You direct me, I get directed, I lead a life. It's a very powerful position. You can direct people to God consciousness. But if you don't do that, you're unfit to be in that position. But Kali Yuga, although Kali is surrendering to the Lord, Kali will create so many false people who will take surrender from people. Kali is surrendering to Parikshit Maharaj. But under Kali, his agents in Kali Yuga will seemingly offer protection to everybody, accept surrender from so many people, and then finish them. Finish them. Classic example is mother bearing a child. Child is completely under the protection of the mom, the mother, in the womb of the mother, and the mother aborts the child. So tender, so dependent, not even 1% independent of the mother, in the womb of the mother, totally dependent on the mother. And what does the mother do? Abort the child means what? Murder the child, which is so dependent on herself, with no feeling, with no emotion, nothing. That's why these are Rakshashis. They are not mothers, they are not even women. They are plain Rakshashi. Which mother would do that? This is under the influence of Kali. So in the influence of Kali, those whom you have to protect, you will eat up. Father will file suit against the son. File a high. Both are in the same house and they both go to the court. I have heard of this. Both are in the same house, they both go to the court and fight each other. Father against the son, son against the father. Mother against the daughter. This is the nature of Kali. No protection given by anybody in positions of authority. But it is very ironic that Kali is seeking surrender of Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj is forced to give it according to the situation and circumstance. And as long as Parikshit Maharaj is reigning, Kali takes the surrender, takes the protection of Parikshit and continues. As soon as Parikshit leaves, Kali completely manifests his full potency. So in other words, when we are in the protection of a devotee, pure devotee of the Lord, Kali is subdued. Kali kalmasha nashanam. Effects of Kali Yuga cannot attack you if you are taking shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord. It's very interesting. So here it's mentioned, Kali, as soon as Parikshit Maharaj threatened, I'll finish you for what you have done, Kali threw away his kingly dress and became the Shudra that he is. Shudra means Kinkara. What can I do for you? I am your servant. Kim Karaha. What I can do for you? Kinkara. Servant. As soon as he threw away his kingly dress and became a Kinkara, what can I do for you? I am your servant. Then it's mentioned Parikshit smiled. And he did not kill the poor, surrendered and fallen Kali. This is some sort of an oxymoron. Means it's very contradictory. The poor and surrendered Kali. It's not really true. But this is how he presented himself in front of Parikshit Maharaj. Poor and surrendered Kali. But smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Before that, Kali was wearing the kingly dress. So Parikshit Maharaj attacked. As soon as he threw away his disguise, Parikshit smiled compassionately and protected him. So we all wear different type of masks and put various type of personalities in front of us. We don't want to exhibit our real self. Surrender means bearing your real self and coming in front of the Lord's servant and saying, "This is what I am. I surrender to you." If you keep keeping the mask, you will not be able to surrender and you will not be able to get protection. That's what Kali threw away, the kingly dress. "I am pretending to be king, you know that. I am not king. I am actually Kali." So he gave protection. When we surrender lock, stock and barrel. We surrender in our naked personality. "This is what I am. I am grappling with this." Then you immediately get protection. Surrender really means opening yourself fully. But if you make reservations, don't surrender fully. You keep the mask. Then you don't get protection. Your surrender is not accepted because you are not really surrendering. Not really surrendering. So Kali, he fully surrendered to Parikshit. So Parikshit can make even Kali surrender to him. Because he is capable of giving protection to even Kali. Such are the natures of pure, powerful devotees of the Lord. You can give protection. Of course, in Kali Yuga, even if you offer protection, people don't appreciate it. People don't appreciate it. And sometimes they don't even accept it properly. There is a letter of a disciple to Prabhupada saying that because he left, went back to his wife or got married, something, and so many things happened, but he was feeling very guilty, so he wrote to Prabhupada saying that, "I tried very hard, but Maya is very strong." He said, "I was not able to, Maya is very strong." But when he wrote that to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said that, "With one kick of mine, I know how to handle that Maya, but you did not come and ask me." In other words, he's trying to point out, you actually did not surrender to me. Therefore, I was not able to check Maya and protect you. You spoiled it. If you had followed my instructions, I know with one kick of mine, I know how to remove the Maya. It's a very powerful statement Prabhupada made. Sometimes we choose not to be protected. You know, we choose not to be protected. We're very selective about how much we like to actually surrender. It doesn't matter that we may shave our head and wear saffron cloth and we may be sannyasi, we may be guru, we may be that, this, everything. But we can still choose not to be fully surrendered. Somebody else may be a nobody. He may be very surrendered because of his material situation. He has had a lot of experiences and he may remain very surrendered to the Lord. And he may experience the full protection of the Lord. See? May experience the full protection of the Lord. It's all how we understand what we do and how much we want to surrender. If we hold back and we're not surrendered, we're always very dissatisfied with devotional service. But when we are fully surrendered, which is of course a challenging thing, it's easy to say this, but when we are fully surrendered to the Lord, we are very blissful in Krishna consciousness. Whatever be the situation, we are very blissful because we know Krishna will take care. I am fully surrendered to the Lord. This is a great secret. I once was in the airport when one devotee was telling Guru Maharaj that I am not happy in Krishna consciousness. And after a long look at him, he said, maybe you are not surrendered to Krishna. It was told to him. And he had a very powerful realization. You see, surrender does not mean only physically we surrender. We shave our hair, we surrender our hair. It grows anyway. We change our cloth. We can change that anyway. You can stop drinking chai. You can resume it anyway. These are not really great acts of surrender. Of course, they help. But the real act of surrender is false ego. Surrendering one's ego. And Jivere Surupu Hoi Krishnere Nitya Dasa. I am your servant means I have no separate thinking. Anya abhilashita shunyam. It's quite a difficult thing for many people to do. When you do that, Krishna takes over fully your life. And you can experience pleasure in Krishna consciousness. That was Prabhupada's many times his expression. He always remained very happy. And you could see that he was protected and happy in Krishna consciousness always, surrendered and protected. So learning the art of surrendering to Krishna and remaining protected by Krishna, that's very important. That's the real secret. So Krishna puts his devotee into various different situations and circumstances. If we fight those situations and circumstances with our false ego, we never surrender. Krishna is putting us into different situations so that we may surrender. But we fight using our capacity, our material capacity, and we think that we have gained what we have lost. In these situations and circumstances, being inspired by Krishna, we may act, but acting in surrender. Acting in surrender. Surrender does not mean inaction. Surrender means dynamic action of the soul in the service of the Lord, with full dependence on the Lord. That is needed. So Prabhupada says that it is an art. The art of directing one's attention towards the Supreme is called Krishna consciousness. It defines in the Bhagavad. Art of directing one's attention towards the Supreme. So, many instances in the Bhagavad you can see. Also very nicely described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The other day we discussed how Vallabha Bhatta finally surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya and all the others didn't appreciate his very proud stance. And finally, by the Lord's arrangement, he surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. And he said that, I am a foolish person. I am so proud of my learning. And I have missed out. In the Bhagavatam is a description of the Brahmana's wives. How the Brahmana's wives were so surrendered to Krishna. And how the Brahmanas were thinking very great about themselves. They didn't give even a morsel of food to Krishna and Balaram. And the Gopas came and begged and even paid obeisances to them. They just didn't even bother to reply. They just looked at them. And when they went back to Krishna, Krishna just smiled. These are, I just sent you to sample what type of people they are. They are like that. You go and speak to their wives. They will do anything for me. As soon as the Gopas mentioned Krishna and Balaram, they became excited, the wives. They took all the preparations for the yagam, everything, took the pots, pans, everything, and just left. They are very beautiful looking, wonderful looking women, very chaste, maintained by the brahmanas, very rich. They just walked out of the whole place. Also the brahmanas tried to stop them. And they straight went to Krishna and completely surrendered and gave him everything. And later the brahmanas, they regretted so much. And they said, how surrendered and simple are our wives. And we think we are so great. We missed the opportunity to serve Krishna. To hell with our rituals, to hell with our great learning, to hell with our Brahmanism. What is the purpose and use of all these things? They had a late realization. They missed the opportunity. Missed the opportunity to surrender to Krishna. By a little service opportunity that came to them. So, in the Bhagavatam, there are lots of instances of how a person surrenders and how Krishna completely accepts that person. Surrender means accepting things favorable, rejecting things unfavorable to Krishna Bhakti, considering Krishna as your only protector, feeling helpless and completely feeling that Krishna is the only protector for us. Rakshishyatiti Vishwaso, having firm faith that Krishna only will protect. Goptritve Varanam Tata, Atmanikshepa Karpanye, humility. These are all signs of surrender. It's not that surrender means we are devoid of our own individuality. We become zero individually. We don't act anymore. No, you act in your original platform. In your platform as spirit soul, you act. And you are feeling very comfortably situated, protected by Krishna. In spite of so-called material things happening to you, you don't value it. In the story of Vamanadev, Bali Maharaj finally decided to surrender to Krishna. You see, it also switched like this. One point Bali Maharaj was thinking that he is offering to Vamanadev and everything belongs to him. Immediately after two steps, Vamanadev expanded, everything changed. And Bali Maharaj immediately shifted and he told all his generals and all his other companions, saying, don't fight, providence is against us. There's no use doing anything now. Rather, he chose to completely surrender to Atmanivedanam, completely, myself also I give to you. He was forced to surrender by the trick of the Lord. Sometimes when we don't surrender, the Lord has to trick us into surrendering. Jagannath Paladev Subhatramayiki. The Lord has to trick us into surrendering. As long as we don't become very offensive, and if we remain patient, then Krishna paves the way for us to surrender. And we remain actively executing devotional service. It's very important to be actively engaged in this devotional service, especially sadhana and whatever service is allocated. In itself, it is the best solution for everything. It brings you closer to Krishna. Tatte anukampam susamikshamanah bunjhane evatma kritam vipakam hridvag vapubhir vidadhan namaste jivete yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. That samikshamanaha, with great kshama, tolerance, thinking that whatever is happening to you is because of my past activities. with your heart, hrid, vaag, vapubhir, with your heart, with your words, and with your whole body, rendering service to Krishna, just tolerating. Jiveta mukti pade sadhaya bhag. Then you become very easily a rightful owner of the property of bhakti. If you do that, this is surrendered. Not rebelling against what is happening to you, because everything is happening to you by Krishna's arrangement. Being surrendered to the situation, Prabhupada, very surrendered to whatever situation he was in. He had two heart attacks, he had no money, he was trying to preach for so long. For so long he was trying hard to preach. Many things he tried, struggled. That he never gave up performing devotional service. He just determinedly tried. And Krishna had great plans for Prabhupada. And finally, in the last 12 years of his life, he did what people cannot do for lifetimes together. Because it's Krishna's arrangement. So, if we are consistently remaining surrendered to Krishna, consistently rendering devotional service, this does not mean that we are foolish. We are not shifting gears, we are not doing some other profession. It's not the way to judge this. Devotional service is eternal, and devotional service will never go waste. It is just your mind perceiving devotional service in a different way and giving you pain. Devotional service is absolute, but your material mind perceives that devotional service in different ways, and that same service gives you elation, same service will give you depression, same service will give you pain. It's all because it's going through the mirror of the mind, passing. But devotional service is absolute. Therefore, the Shastra says, just you have been given devotional service, determinedly perform it. Because nothing will go waste. It's only the mind that stands in between and tries to take you away from devotional service. Interpretation of the mind. Absolute truth is interpreted wrongly. So if a person remains determined, he remains surrendered to Krishna, under any situation and circumstances, he continues to render service to Krishna, then everything will become successful. Shraddha shabde vishwasa kahile shudrida nishchaya Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoya. Just render service to Krishna and everything will become alright. Everything will become alright. For Kali, everything became alright. He surrendered to Parikshit, and Parikshit left, Krishna left already. Parikshit also left, and then Kali took over. Except Harinam and other things, Lord Chaitanya's movement came and put another spoke in the wheel for Kali. Otherwise, Kali is doing pretty good as per his duties. Those who don't chant the holy name, he is having lot of success with them. So, surrendering, very important. Accepting surrender, one being qualified to accept surrender. Directing persons properly so that they can be rendering service. These are two wonderful aspects in this shloka. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki.